Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento. Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 251. We made it, Kaplan. My name's Turner Sparks.
And I am Miguel Kaplan.
Yes, he Good is. Ja, 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 ja.
Ja, 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 ja.
You can find me at turnersparks.com. You can find me on the road November 10th. I'm currently in Northern California. November 10th, I will be at the Sacramento Punchline. Come on out to that show. December 3rd and 4th, Alameda Comedy Club in the Oakland, Alameda area of California. That's the Bay Area. It's my double happiness tour, and I'm at a ton of country clubs between now and then all over Northern California. So go to turnersparks.com. Check that out. You can find Kaplan at Kaplan America on all social media platforms. Kaplan, on the podcast today, we're talking about bullfighting.
Bull running.
Bull running, excuse me.
They don't just fight, they also run.
The running of the bulls. So what we learned, well, we'll get into that in a minute. Let's save that for now. But we're going to get into the running of the bulls. We have Spanish comedian Danny Boy Rivera back on the show. In a few minutes, he will be joining us to tell us all about the running of the bulls. But before that, Kaplan, you said we have a... and someone died at the running of the bulls. That's why it came up. Someone died this week.
Someone died. So we thought we should talk about it. We should honor them.
We're honoring their memory.
Yeah. Their parting wish when they died was somebody do a podcast. But Lost in America only talk about me. I'm a huge fan. So
Kaplan, but before that, you said we have an iTunes review. We got a new iTunes review.
Speaking of huge fans, we have a lot of fans. We know we're huge, but not all of our fans write iTunes reviews.
Not all of them died this week.
Not all of them died. I want to encourage, if you write a review, we will get to it. It takes a while. We have a lot of reviews. We will get to it. So we have a new one. And this one is great because it starts off with the title. Decent so far. That's the title they write. They give
That's great. We will take decent so far. I did a comedy show last night in California at Granite Bay Country Club, and a man came up to me afterwards and he said, "Not bad, not bad at all." And I said, "I'll take not bad."
Yeah. And the key is it's a 5-star review. If you're going to say it's better than saying amazing in a 3-star review, right?
Yes.
So give us a 5-star review. It's Don Victor's the name. I should give him a shout out. And he wrote, "Just heard the Ecuador podcast with Ari."
Ari Shaffir.
And he says, "I left the country in 2013. I assume he means Ecuador. So I'm seriously out of the loop post Korea. Their assessment was pretty spot on. Caught me up quick. And these guys come across as worldly and savvy."
That's us.
That's a blurb. "They ask some good questions. Really enjoyed the episode, and I'll be checking some more out." So thank you, Don Victor. I hope you've checked some more out and enjoyed them as much as that one.
And if anyone leaves us an iTunes review, we will read it on the show. So leave us a review. If it's 5 stars, none of this 4-star, 3-star,
you give us a
4-star
review, we will not only not read it, we will go through your internet history and shame you for something else.
Cap, that's a good idea. We will out you. We'll go back and find racist tweets you said 10 years ago.
We will get you canceled. Yes.
We'll get you fired from your job.
But 5-star review, you're a friend for life. So fine line.
Kaplan, and a better way. And listen, we love the reviews, but a better way to support this pod is to give us money.
Even better. Yes.
At patreon.com/lostinamerica for $5 a month. You get Kaplan and I 3 extra times a week. I was talking about I was on Las Vegas. I was giving the nitty gritty, the details of my Las Vegas trip. I was in Oregon last week doing shows. We got into that a bit. We get more. We're going more into Northern California. I'm going to a Kings game on Sunday. You're going to find out about that. Kaplan, patreon.com/lostinamerica. For $10 a month, you get a free T-shirt. We went to number one in Armenia. We still have some T-shirts left, so we got to get rid of those.
And we have these mugs. I'm showing this right here. This is the emblem.
So. Yeah, or you can get a mug. We'll do a mug or a T-shirt. How about that? For $20 a month or more, you get your own ad on this podcast, and we will be reading an ad at the mid-break of this show from a one Dennis Owens, who's the lawyer to the pod. He's, of course, he can practice, the only lawyer in America who can practice on both sides of Kansas City, the Missouri and the Kansas side. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's a now, complicated license, but he did it.
So. And we're doing this on Zoom today because we had problems with the Riverside. So if we cut in and out a little bit, you know, give us a break.
Blame
Kaplan.
Zoom. Yeah.
We're talking about the running of the Bulls. So what what sparked this idea is, yes, we saw a man died. He died in Onda, O-N-D-A, Spain. And first of all, what struck me about that is I didn't even know they had a running of the Bulls in Onda, Spain. I thought it was only in Pamplona, Spain.
Pamplona, yeah.
And so I says, what's going on here? And when can we run with the Bulls? Because we've been cooped up for the last year and a half. You can't leave your country. If you do, you know, you got to. And I feel like after this coronavirus, we all have a new lease on life. And you and I need to find something to do.
Well, and also you bring up a good point. Before, remember how scary we were to leave the house before we got vaccinated? We were so scared of corona. Now we've got the vaccine. I got antibodies and a vaccine. I need a little bit of a thrill.
Yes.
So, you know, like I feel like I need to recapture the thrill. I feel like running the Bulls is a great way to do it. And I think you're right. They have to have other ones. You got to warm up. Pamplona is the big one, right? It's like a grand slam in tennis. You have all those tournaments before the French Open on clay. You got to get used to the surface. You got to get used to running. The Bulls got to get used to, everyone's got to get used.
Yeah.
Get
so
ready.
You start out in the minor leagues. Of
the minors,
running
exactly.
With the Bulls. So you run in Onda, you run in Valencia, they have them throughout the country. There's running of the Bulls all
and
the time.
The big one, if you can handle those Bulls are a little bit, they don't have a good sense of direction. They might have horns that aren't as sharp. You get to the
Pamplona. It's like qualifying for a marathon.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to run like the Kentucky Marathon before they let you in the New York City
Marathon. Well, Onda's like when you run the half marathon. They give you those little bumper stickers. It's a 13-1. You put in your car, you're all proud of yourself. And it's like, no, you got to do the 26 if you really want to.
26. So I also read they have running of the cows. You can do that too. It's not just running of the Bulls.
That's a real warm up. A cow. Can a cow catch you?
I don't know. Cows, as far as I didn't even know they ran.
I didn't know they were moved. Yeah.
They sleep standing up. That's all I know about.
That's good for your confidence.
They have eight stomachs, right?
Yeah. So, and the guy who passed away was 55 years old, we should say, which I didn't realize. I always thought this was like a young
rest in peace.
I thought this was like a young tourist thing to do always in my head. I didn't know that older people would have any interest in this, but. You know, it's like
I want to know, do Spanish people do this or is this a tourist thing? And when did this start? Where did this come from? Why is it still happening? Danny Boy Rivera, we know him and love him. Great stand up comedian. He's been on the show before. Welcome back. And I asked you how you wanted me to introduce you. You know, normally people say, well, promote my website or promote my YouTube. You said, just say hi to your cousin in Brooklyn. So hello.
Hello, cousin.
Danny Boy Rivera's cousin in Brooklyn. Danny Boy Rivera, welcome to the show, man. How are you? In Madrid, coming to us from Madrid.
Everything's going nice. How are you doing, guys?
We are fantastic. It's good to get you on. We had some internet issues earlier, but it's all solved now. So you're on the show.
First thing I've got to say is that I didn't know about the news, about the guy who was killed.
Oh, really? No,
it was covered up by the press. They didn't want people to know it, probably.
Maybe in Spain, like, it's like, okay, another one. I don't know. Not a great news here.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Big deal, right?
Yes. Yes, we don't have just the bull running in Pamplona. We have bull running all around Spain. Maybe in some areas we don't have it. For example, I'm from Galicia, a region in northwest, and we don't have bull running there. For example, we don't have it.
Okay.
But
is it against the law? Is it against the law there, or just they just don't do it?
No, it's like that. We don't have the tradition there of the bulls and the bullfighting. There is no bullfighting either in Galicia. But in South Spain and Central, for example, now I live in Madrid, and in all of the small towns around the city, they have ball running.
So that's
if you want to do it, you can come. You can do
yes.
it.
Yes, let's do it.
So they have it everywhere. So that's, I don't think people know that. I think we all thought it was just once a year in Pamplona.
No, that's like Indianapolis for the cars. You know,
Indy 500.
It's a great day.
Yeah. Okay, and
but
yeah.
We have Dakota too, you know.
Yeah, we have car circuits. Races all the time, all over America. So you have bull runs all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, all the time. All the year. It depends on the town. It used to be like the, they do it like in the, in Las Fiestas. How do you say that? Like the day of the town.
Like the towns, like the yeah, holiday.
You have the crashing cars, the machines, the Noria. You know, like all the things. And then the
main event.
The bull running, of course.
So, in have you ever been?
And actually, they use cows too. Because sometimes they release a cow for the children. This is crazy, but it's
oh, it's for the kids. Yeah. Okay.
For they to go training.
But that's yes. like kids are so soft today. They use a cow for the kids. They should use a bull.
Well, American kids are soft. Maybe not.
They use
Spanish.
A cow. It's a young cow, and usually his horns are not very big, but it's dangerous too. I think for a boy, for a
well,
kid.
Yeah. If you're a child, I mean, a cow can still run over you.
Yes.
Right.
If so they really child. Do. They have running of the bulls for kids.
But you make your parents proud. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Wait. I want to ask a question on this. So they really do have like, I want to see video of a children running of the cows.
You can. Yes, because in these small towns, it's very common that the children, they go, they want to see their fathers running. But before they release a cow, like you can do it too, you know, but it's usually never happens anything. It's just another day.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is someone.
Well, they have this at rodeos in America, you know, they have what do they call it? Like they try to throw you. You try to ride a bull ride.
Right.
I know.
That's in America. Yeah, the America thing. You're thrown
in
off.
In America.
Yeah.
But then I was telling.
And is that all over America, or is like here?
No,
like
it's like
yeah.
in
some
Texas and Wyoming and like.
No,
that.
That's not true. It's all over America.
It
I've
is?
Been to
it's
it in Folsom, California.
It's not in the eastern from America. The
is
northeast.
It not?
We do not have it in the Northeast. No.
You don't have rodeos in the Northeast.
No.
Do you have a rodeo?
We do not have in New York, no.
I bet you're wrong. I
you
bet
we have a rodeo in
the state
in New York?
Of New York, there's a rodeo somewhere.
We
maybe not in checker. Not in Brooklyn, not in
Staten
Queens.
Not in Manhattan. Not yet.
But
not in Times Square.
They do have the rodeos everywhere. But for the much like for the children, so the adults ride the bull, right? And then the children ride a sheep. I've seen that.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. And the sheep tries to throw you up. But the sheep's small. The cow's still pretty big. It could kill you. So when did this start? How did this like? Where did this come from? This idea of running with bulls.
Well, this is like in the old times. The shepherds they had to take the bulls to the place where the bullfighting was, and so you have to do a route from your little town to the city where it's gonna be the bullfighting. So they lead the bulls. All this path, but I don't know where it became this crazy thing. running, you know, in front of them. That's I don't know when it happened, but I don't know. It's like a tradition.
So it started
crazy
with
for
just,
me too. It's crazy for me too.
Yeah, because the bull, and I didn't realize this till Kaplan and I started researching. The point of the running of the bulls is at the end they get to the ring. And then
yes.
the ring is where they fight.
Bullfighting goes hand in hand with bull. You don't do one without the other, right? I mean, you don't have a running the bulls without a bullfight at the end, I guess, right? They always get to a ring.
If you have a bull running, then there's going to be a bullfight.
Right.
Because it's like what happens before. You have to take the bull to the bull ring. And that's when they run.
So it started out with people just literally leading the bull to the bull ring.
Yes.
And then some idiot was like, I'm going to run in front of this and see what happens. And then they started yes. chasing him, and then now they do it every year, all the yes. time, not only every year.
And there are a lot of tourists, and also from America, I think, in Pamplona, yeah. a lot yeah. of them. from the States. And
yeah,
and usually the tourists are the ones who get hurt because they don't know the tricks.
So what are the
when you're a kid?
Do you know?
what are the tricks
for our audience?
Well, the tricks is the you know that the balls they don't see, they have like how do you say
blinders,
a blind spot,
blinders on. Yeah, they have blinders.
They have blinds.
So you have to run. Right,
he doesn't see what's
in front
of, you.
Of his face, not at the sides, because he sees you when you are in one side or in the other. But if you are right in front of him, because his eyes are like this, he doesn't see you quite well.
So I'm going to explain. So his one, because it cut out for a second. So one eye goes far to the left, and one eye goes far to the right. He has like wonky.
Yes, you know
eyes.
They have the eyes not like us. They have it like here.
So
and
their
here.
Eyes are almost on the sides of their head.
Kind of like crazy eyes for like some.
So they have a blind spot in the middle, and that's why the bullfighter always put like himself like this and right in to the eye.
That's why they do that sideways stance.
You know, they have like this.
And
because then the bull is not seeing him, so the bull goes blind. He only sees the red thing that he puts in the side.
Yeah.
How many people got gored before they figured that out?
A lot of Americans, yes.
Yeah. Like, wait, we got a loophole. We got a trick.
Oh, so the bull can't see straight ahead. That's why the bullfighter goes, like, stands sideways in front of it and tries to get as skinny as possible. So you can't be a fat bullfighter.
No, not a good idea. They are always very slim. Very,
that's why the Americans can't do it, Kaplan.
And that's why they banned. I read that you're not allowed to have alcohol. Now I understand it, because you got to be able to walk straight, right? Run straight. You know, if you start tilting a little,
you have to go against your, how do you say, your instincts.
Yeah, you naturally.
Because your instincts tell you to step out aside.
Yes.
But the better thing is keep in front of him.
Oh my gosh. That's so scary. Stay right in front
of
him.
For me, it's crazy.
So have you ever done this?
No. And I never will. It's like suicide.
Do you know anyone who's done it?
I want to do that.
I agree.
No, people from the small towns, this is more like people who live in the city, they usually, it's very strange to know someone.
You look down on people who do it in the small towns? Is that kind of a city to divide? Or it's...
What?
Do you kind of like, is it like the kind of thing where people in the city look down on people in the smaller towns who do this? Like, it's like kind of like a cultural thing. Like, what
yes.
are they doing? Yeah.
Back, yes. Yeah. A culture like, shock between people from the city and people from small towns, like other things. Like I killed a chicken. I never killed a chicken. I never bull run. I don't know. It's like country people things.
Yeah.
But then we have tourists who come over and do it, and they could be from anywhere. You know, they could be.
That's
from
the dangerous thing.
Yeah.
Well, so I read that it was big in. Actually, let's stick with the rules here. So there's the one rule that you want to be straight ahead, straight in front of the bull, and then I read another rule that if you fall down, you do not get back up.
Mm.
If you fall down, better is to cover
your head.
And stay, don't move, because they try not to step on you because they would fall. But if you move, it's probably that they. Another thing that they do is with a newspaper, they hit in the head of the bull.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, why do they do that?
Well, usually it's because if you are going to this side, okay, and you know that when you move from this middle. He sees you. You give to the eye of that side with the paper, so you can skip.
So if you're going, if
then
you're,
you can make the roots,
like he'll move, so he'll follow the newspaper.
So if you're standing in the middle, you wave your newspaper to the left, so he goes to the left, and then you run to the right.
That's it.
But you have to get very close to the bull to be able to.
Very, very close. You have to put the newspaper right in his eye. You know.
In his eye. Oh
you
my God.
You have to carry a newspaper around. Who does that?
Not hit him, but very close.
Young people.
So he turns.
Yes.
But it's a crazy thing. I'm not teaching you. Please don't do this, guys.
But the goal is to get.
I know you. Please don't do this. You say I know about the blind spot.
Yeah.
But I had a heart attack, and my doctor wants me to exercise. He wants me to run every day, and it's so boring. Have you ever gone for a run or gone for it on the treadmill? It's so boring. But like this is like real adrenaline rush.
When you're not running away from a bull, what's the point of running?
There's no rush. I mean,
why run?
You can put some of them in Central Park and make it, funnier.
This is a great idea.
We should bring the running the bulls here.
It really needs to get to America. So the rules are when you get down, and Americans don't know this. I know that because this guy died in like 1995. I was an American. So here's the thing. People have died since the 1920s, running with bulls. But it wasn't like an international news story until some idiot American died. And, rest in peace. But he died in 1995 from Illinois. And that became like a big news story. And they said that he didn't know. When he fell down, he got back up real fast.
Oh.
And that's bad because then the bull
not
just...
Not a good idea, no.
Yeah, yeah. And then the bull comes and gets you. So
how do these people, I guess you fall because all these people are running and it's like my kids had a dash when there's these people just like your legs get tangled, right? That's what happens. There's too many people and you just fall.
I think that the main problem is that like 90% of the people who is running in front of a bull are seriously drunk.
Oh. You know?
Because to get the courage to do that, you start drinking and then the bulls come. Oh, I can do it. That's normally the problem.
I read you're supposed to be sober, but you're telling me they don't check or they don't enforce that rule.
But
they don't check.
Yeah, there's rules. There's rules. So Kaplan, the first rule Kaplan read is that you're not allowed to be drunk when you run. But that's not the case.
It's not like
that's
a blood alcohol checker at the starting line. It's like doing the ABCs
there is no
backwards.
Checking, yeah. In the starting line, no.
And then the other rule Kaplan read is is you have to be 18 or older. Do they check that?
Yes, probably in Pamplona and in the great places like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, but in a small town, I don't think so. I think it's like everyone can go. And with the cow, with the young cow, even the kids. And drunk, everyone. I've been... never been in one, but I've been in a town that's Galapagar. One of my cousins lives there, and he went once, and he says that everyone is drunk. Everyone. Not the kids. The kids are the ones that are sober in front of the cow.
So they're probably better at running straight than...
Yes.
And what is the one in Pamplona celebrates... San Fermin.
The 7th of July. Yes. That's like the big day. And, in all of Spain, it's going to be on TV. Everything is.
Oh, it's on TV?
In TV, yes. That bull run is like a great day. But just that one. There is no other one in Spain that is on TV.
Yeah.
The other ones are like in towns.
And who is Saint Fermin?
Who is what?
Yeah, who's Saint Fermin? Saint Fermin.
Saint.
It's a saint day?
Saint Fermin?
Ah, Saint Fermin.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he was a bull runner.
That's a big, the saint of the bulls.
I don't know who is Saint Fermin. I don't know.
So you don't sit there on TV watching. I'm just curious, what's the play-by-play announcing of a bull run? It's like you're waiting. It's a wait for a car crash. Like the only thing is interesting if something happens, right? So, but
yes, and in the Indianapolis is not the same.
I guess you're right. I don't watch those either. So
yeah. How long is the race? I mean, not the race, the run.
Oh, it depends. In San Fermin, it's very long because they have to cross almost all the center of the city. So it's a long race, and in a small town, it's very short because it's maybe just I don't know. But you don't run all the way. You just run like 200 meters and then you get out.
They jump out.
Because you need to run at all power, because they run a lot. They have speed, the bulls. So
you do part of it?
A little bit and then step outside.
nobody does the whole thing?
I don't think so. Usain Bolt, maybe?
I mean, it's not as long as a marathon. I mean, I don't know. You just gotta. Oh, but I guess the sprinting aspect of it. Yeah, you got to be able to sprint for a while.
I don't think so. No one can do that because they, at the end, they overpass you. You are not.
Oh, the bull passes you. Once it's past you, you're out of the race because then you're chasing a bull, and that's not the same thing.
You go aside, and then you jump the how do you say, man? La valla.
The wall.
Fence. Yes. Jump the fence, right. And
yeah.
That's it.
And isn't
maybe
but
a few seconds, it, Brian.
Yeah.
I've seen at the end of this that some people get into the bullfighting ring, like they run all the way into the bullfighting ring.
All the way, man. I think
they start
it's
at
very
the end.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Maybe they start close to the end.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
You don't have to start in the beginning. You can start just, I don't know, a little bit before it ends in the bullring, so you can get in the bullring running. Could be.
Is that the point, though? Like, is there a way to win? Or you don't really win. You just don't die.
Yes, that's how you win. You
I think
die.
The winning is don't dying. That's it.
It's like jumping out of a plane. Skydiving.
And I have a picture of me running in front of it.
Yeah.
That's the prize. You know, you have the experience.
Are there photographers
on site?
There
is no
one
in the bull ring giving prizes for the people. It's just you run and that's it.
What about this? Here's
usually
a question.
Just a few seconds. But my father did it. I now remember. My father did it in Pamplona. He ran and he said that it was like seconds. Like, tac, 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 out.
Yeah.
And that's how he impressed your mother enough to, you know,
yeah.
so impressed by what a real man he was. That.
I don't know. I was a little kid. I don't remember, but
oh my gosh.
It was crazy, man. How? I don't know. My father is, I don't know. A lot of stupid things.
He did it once?
He did it once in his life, and now he's talking about it till he dies. Yes.
Of course!
Right.
That's the thing.
That's why we want
to
do it.
And you're a big disappointment to him because you never did it.
Yes.
What about, why do they wear the uniform? Like, they all wear the white clothes with the red scarf on their neck.
Well, that's usually in Pamplona. Not in Madrid, for example.
Okay.
That's only the San Fermín clothes. But if you go to Madrid, they run with, I don't know, with a T-shirt. That's it. No, they don't go all the same.
Okay.
But in San Fermín, yes, they do that. It's white. So if you have a wound, you could see it easy. Also for the
bleeding,
for the doctors when the guy comes, you know, the white is very, very beautiful. It's all for the blood.
So they have doctors waiting there just in case.
Yes, all in every street, in every corner, ambulance.
Like every time there's, I mean, last time I saw 35 people got injured, 8 people got gored.
Yes, crazy. A lot of people get injured.
Well, I saw that they guaranteed that the Spanish government, or I think, or maybe the local government guaranteed they'd pay for people's medical care, I guess, because like some insurers won't cover it. They say like,
yes,
they're like, you're putting yourself in
Spanish.
Like in Spain, we have the, you know, the social, everyone is covered.
Oh,
you
know, but maybe other people from other countries. I don't know what it meant by insurance, but I read this article. Yeah. And it said that
it's public, like what Obama tried to do in your country.
Yeah.
You remember? So we have that. So everybody is covered. You know,
I have, you know, Obama did it. I have Obamacare. I got to check if I get in a race car accident.
Get bullfight. You get running with the bulls insurance so that Obamacare.
Maybe Obama was setting up the bullfighting with that.
Maybe.
He took a kickback from Big Bull. And
the red, the reason why they have the red is because the red, it attracts the bull, right? Bulls like red. Is that right or no?
I thought that, but it's like a myth.
Oh.
The bulls don't care about the color.
They don't see color bulls.
They don't see the colors. They see something that's moving. And the red is because it's a very bright color. But sometimes they use a purple one in the bull ring and also a pink one. So
pink. I don't know. What kind of matador would use pink? I don't know. Let's see.
No, all the bullfighters wear a lot of pink.
It's the breast cancer week, Kaplan.
Yeah, breast cancer awareness month. In October, we used pink.
The bullfighters wear pink.
Yeah. Yes. I would do orange. Give us, but no. So that's we went to a bullfight, Turner and I. You remember that, Turner?
We did. Where were we?
Have you been in one?
We went
in Spain.
We've been to Spain and we went to Spain together. To a bullfight.
Yeah.
Yeah, with our brothers. Oh. Yeah. And
20 years ago.
And nothing happened. I was rooting for somebody to get gored.
About that?
Yeah.
It was great. I loved it because first of all,
shocking or not?
I mean, here's shocking. It's like we kind of knew what we were getting into. We knew what we were going to see. What I found entertaining was like the American girl tourists who came to watch a bullfight and then got so upset when there was a bullfight that happened. Right.
Yeah.
And they
so said, upset.
They were like, you can't do that. You're hurting the animal. Why are you hurting the animal? It's like, well, don't come to the bullfight if you don't want to watch the bullfight.
Yeah. Well, I was there rooting for the bull to win for that, you know, for some excitement, but nothing happened. Yes. I was disappointed. No one got gored while we were there. It's surreal.
Oh, no one got. Oh, yeah.
No, the guy kept winning. They kept killing the bull. Well, the bulls got gored, I guess. But
you know, we have a bullfighter here called Padilla that he has like only one eye.
That's
this ear is not, you know,
an ear.
Half an ear.
Oh, yes. I think that is because he is not very good.
So the bull took his ear off. That's not like a, yeah, he wasn't born that way.
It's like all torn apart.
So Danny, are the bullfighters famous? Like race car drivers are famous in America?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I think so. Yes. We have some of them, the very best ones are famous. We have here one in Madrid in a town outside. And he is like a religion in that town. You know, José Tomás is called. Oh. Joaquín Sabina, do you know that singer from Spain? He sings songs for him. He dedicates songs for this bullfighter.
Whoa.
Also, the bullfighters are in the magazines of, you know, famous that got married.
Oh, they're like magazines. Gossip magazines?
King Press. How do you say that?
Yeah, like Us Weekly of Spain and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Gossiping press.
Tabloids.
Tabloids. Oh, really?
The bullfighters are all over the tabloids. Like,
and they, I mean,
they must clean up with women. I mean, come on.
I was going to say, women must love bullfighters.
Yeah.
The women, they all have this appeal, this sex appeal of, I'm constantly in touch with death. You know?
Yes.
And that's it. I put my life in risk every weekend. So
for no reason.
It's ironic because
for
it's
no reason. Reason.
Yeah. As you mentioned, a lot of women are the ones who are animal rights people who hate it too. But it's like it's
the same in rodeos. The guys from rodeos.
I imagine.
I'm sure the
They don't have songs written about them, or maybe country songs. I guess they do.
But I would say, like, you know, pilots. I understand. Like, but you're actually doing a service. You're moving people from one place to another. But women love race car drivers. They love rodeo cowboys. But in America, I would be curious. I think the young generation of women would probably not like a bullfighter because they're very much into animal rights.
That's it. And it's the same in here. Probably the young people are not interested in this because they are being forbidden in some places of Spain. There are some regions where they are not allowed now.
Okay, stop. I want to get to that. But before we find out the backlash against the bullfighting, Kaplan, this show is brought to you by, well, first of all, we're part of the World's Smartest Podcast Network. Let's talk about that. That is Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy. That is Professor Andrew Heaton. Andrew Heaton has the Political Orphanage podcast. Andrea Jones-Roy had Ask a Political Scientist.
She's a new podcast coming.
Yeah, what's it called, Kaplan? You know.
I don't remember.
Oh, come on!
I was leading you.
Well, I thought it was your responsibility to know the name of her podcast, so I'll leave that on Kaplan. He'll find out next time.
I'll find out. Next week, tune in. I'm going to reveal it.
Anyway, Andrea Jones-Roy, just search that online on YouTube, on whatever, what iTunes, you'll find it. So that's the World's Smartest Podcast Network. We've done live shows together. We will be doing more in the future. I think next year there's talk of going to Los Angeles and doing a live show with the network. Washington, D.C., another one in New York. It's going
to
be
maybe in Spain. This could be a good crew to go to Spain with.
This, that would be a fun crew to go to. Very fun Heaton. To go to Spain.
Oh, Heaton's got colorful jacket. His jacket patches would get ripped from the bull. It'd be-
oh, it could be exciting, Kevin. But also, this show is brought to you by Dennis Owens, Patreon subscriber. Dennis Owens is in for 30-something dollars a month. I don't even know the exact amount at this point. But Dennis, $32.02 a month is what he gives us. And he says, all right, for this week, he wants to, his ad time is for anyone specifically living in St. Louis, Missouri. This is a local ad. If you, I'm going to read his ad read directly. It's his copy. It says, if you like beer, if you like food, if you like great service, and if you like local ownership, head to the Mac at 4615 Macklin Avenue.
Well, we gotta tag them in this episode.
4615 Macklin Avenue. Great times, great space, and great times. He says great times twice, so you know
that's how great the times are.
That's fair.
One for Missouri and one for Kansas. He gives you two great times.
For everyone else, enjoy the fact that for everyone else, if you don't like great service, local ownership, great beer, great food. He says, for everyone else, enjoy the fact that you don't live in a city with the top per capita murder rate in the United States.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's a little blowhard fact for you.
Yeah, but if you do live in a city with the top per capita murder rate in the United States, head to the Mac.
That's your time is short. You got to eat well. You got to enjoy life. You're about to be murdered.
So go to the Mac, 4615 Mackland Avenue, Mackland. Great times, great space, great times.
That's a great tagline. Great time, great space, great times. We should get it. We get an ad for this actual restaurant, maybe.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah,
thank you, Gio.
What Dennis Owens trying to lower the murder rate one person at a time. All right, so Danny boy, we're back.
Wait, we need a word from our local sponsors.
Oh, and now a word from your local sponsor. Oh, we're back. Thank you very much, Kev. That would have been a disaster trying to edit this podcast.
I love the sponsors. I meet with them all the time. I pick them out myself. So
you do. Now, you went and met with that, a ski resort in Vermont one time, and you got them to drop an ad with us. You reached out to the police department of Queens.
Yeah, I reach out. Who do you want me to reach out to this week?
I want to get, well, we're big with ski resorts.
All right.
Ski resorts love to advertise with us, Danny, because I think our audience is mostly white people.
Rich people.
And they like to ski in America.
I went to a new doctor and he showed me all his pictures of skiing on the wall. I think it was a way of showing I'm a rich, successful doctor. Look at all my ski pictures.
So yeah, that's how you know you're wealthy. You talk about skiing a lot. Sailing, that could be good with us.
That's the next. Sailboat. We can do some sailing ads.
Yeah. And maybe some bull, if you're a local town in Spain and you have you're Onda. Onda of Spain needs some good press because they just killed a guy.
Yes. We're here.
So advertise with us. We'll promote next year's.
We'll do a live pod from the bull run.
You know what? Actually, maybe this is how we get a free trip to Spain. Is we say we will run with the bulls and advertise. So
will we record while we're running?
We'll have the mics. All of our listeners will come with us. If you're a small town and you need to pump up your running of the bulls because you've had a few deaths.
All right. We'll bring Dio and
so Danny. Again. So who's against us now? We know there's got to be backlash now against the running of the bulls. So what's it like in Spain? Are people for it or against it, or where's it coming out?
Most young people are against.
Young people against.
Young people ruin all
people
the fun
from
stuff.
The cities are against too. If you go to a small town, most of them are gonna be pro. There is kind of shock. In Catalonia, for example, they forbid the bullfighting in Catalonia, but they keep the bull run. So now they just bull run, but there is no bullfighting afterwards.
Well, why would you be against the bull run? It's good for exercise, you know. The bull gets some air. They get to feel like a confidence.
Yes,
so.
I don't know. But they put a fire in the horns of the bulls in Catalonia. They say corebulls. I think the name is corebulls. And so you can see the bull running and there are flames
Really?
Yes, you should look for that in the internet. There are some good pictures of that.
And that's not dangerous to light the bull's head on fire?
Yes, and they are trying to forbid it now. Yes.
I mean, yeah, it seems like they should forbid that originally.
Wait, but this is the same place that you said in one breath, you said they canceled bullfighting, but then they also light the bull's head on fire.
It's crazy. But maybe they just forbid it. They were like in the, how to say, man, in the process of forbid it, you know?
And why light it on fire? Just because it's more fun to look at or it's more dangerous?
Because they run at night. It's always like at night. And it's like the light, they have their own light.
So it's more of a safety issue. It's so you can
like a
see.
Car, you know, you have to.
Yeah, people don't believe in flashlights or tiki torches.
Yeah, it's a headlight. So you can see the bull. Or they could just run in the day, I guess.
Yeah.
They could do that. Yeah, why do they do it at night?
In Galicia, for example, in Galicia, in my region, it's not forbidden, but it's never there because there are not people who watch it. Hmm. But it's not forbidden, I think.
It's frowned upon.
And it's not culture.
But
in some places it is. It and always in the all the left parties in Spain.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all try to forbid it.
Oh, and those lefties. No
and
fun.
The rights, they try to keep it. It's like another
What
battle.
I do enjoy is that all this talk is how it's mean to the bulls. Meanwhile, it's killing humans every year. Yeah. And no one's concerned that it's dangerous. Are people concerned that it's dangerous for humans as well? Or they don't care about that? It's just more the animal?
Yes. Now it's more like, okay, humans, they can do whatever they want.
Yes.
You can jump from a bridge, do whatever you want, but not torture the animal. You know, the animal is not there because it wants. It's because you carry it from...
That's a good point.
But don't these bulls live a great life compared to normal? They get like, they're like celebrities. They get fed well. They got to run fast. They got doctor's appointments.
That's true. And if you do it well, if you're the bull and you do, they can perdonarte, give you the, you know, you live, you don't die.
I mean, and there's more bulls as a result, right? Because there wouldn't be like, I don't know.
They say that. I don't know. They say that if there is no bullfighting, there would be, of course, less bulls because they now raise it because of the bullfighting, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I don't know, man. It's a torture.
Cow fighting, would they rather eat the cows? I mean, the cow running?
Cow fighting.
I mean, the cow runs. So let's do cow fighting. I mean, would they rather us eat these cows? I mean, are we letting them have some fun at least? These are the only cows that get to run that we know of in the world. So I think
we actually have cool. Cow fighting.
But you
don't kill them. You can go in Portugal. They have a lot of this. They jump. The bull goes and he jumps over the cow. Do you know that? The cow goes and you jump.
Wait,
the fighter, the person jumps over the cow?
The fighter is not with a sword. It's just with bare hands. And he is like, you know, trying to
wrestle,
jump over it or do some, how do you say, man?
Like do a flip, like a somersault, a flip over the cow.
Do flips over the cow. Yes. It's very spectacular.
I got to watch a video.
And they don't get hurt. They don't kill the cows. They just play with them.
Oh, that's like cool.
Yes. In Portugal, it's cooler. I don't know why we don't do that. It's cooler. It's more spectacular. You don't hurt the animals.
It's like the circus. It's kind of like the circus.
Yeah, it's kind of like a circus.
The human jumps over the cow. Isn't that a song? The man jumps over the cow.
The cow jumps over the moon.
That's what I was thinking of. The cow. In America, the cow jumps over the moon.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a song we have. The cow jumps over the moon. The man jumps over the cow in Portugal. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to watch on YouTube at the end of this, Kaplan. Yeah.
When you have bullfighting in Mexico, you know, close to you.
I've seen it in Mexico. Yeah. I think that's where it was like. So did it come from Spain, though? It's originally from Spain?
Yes. And usually Spanish bullfighters, they go to Mexico like every year to do some gigs. Like, you know.
Really?
It's like the way like soccer players come here for like.
What?
Are they like better in Spain? Are they considered like the better bullfighters? And when they come over, they're the bigger stars.
Maybe it's like, maybe it's like this is the place where, you know, we, I don't, not invented it, but it's where it started. So there is a lot of tradition, but I think that there are a lot of Mexican bullfighters that are as good as the Spanish ones. I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
We should go to a Mexican one then too.
No, I've been to a Mexican one. It was lame.
But they don't do the running. There's no running in Mexico, right?
There's no running.
If you do it, guys, there would be a lot of good American bullfighters. This is not exclusive for Spanish.
If LeBron James was a bullfighter, he would be the best.
We say that.
You could do it well, too.
Yeah. Barry Sanders would be amazing.
Cap, I went to one in Mexico. It wasn't very good. It was in, like, Acapulco. And it was all tourist trap. American tourists, and they were booing, and they were like, everyone was in shock. And I was, it didn't feel cultural at all. It was just a bunch of American people that bought tickets at like whatever Carlos and Charlie's, and now we're going over there to do it.
Yeah, because there's no, you need to run. You need to run before
Need to run.
Get the adrenaline going, and you can sit back.
So if we go to watch, if we go watch a bullfight, where should we go?
The best place, maybe here in Madrid, you have the Las Ventas.
Okay.
Is the bull ring more famous? I think all around the world. And the bull ring is art. It's a giant coliseum. It's a very spectacular place, very big. So it's cool to be there, but I don't know. I live here and I never went there because I don't know. For me, it shocks me the animal that's suffering.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
but if you want to see it, okay. Yes, in Spain, in here in Madrid, the is huge, a very big bull ring, Las Ventas, it's called.
Well, we just want to see the run.
Yeah, we just want to do the run.
You know,
we
don't. Oh, but there is no run in Madrid. There is no.
Oh, we just
in Madrid city. There is no run.
You can't let a bull run loose in Madrid. That it seems like it's, you got to do in a small town. I think that then it'd be more of a nightmare with traffic.
That's it. Because in a city like Madrid, it's impossible to close the streets.
Close the whole city. Yes.
Yes.
It's like the New York Marathon. It's very.
That only happens in Pamplona. That is a city, and yes, they close because it's the big event of the year.
Tourists, yeah.
We should say that Pamplona actually canceled 2 years in a row, 2020 and 2021, canceled the running of the bulls
because of animals,
because of COVID,
because of coronavirus.
Amazing, that's amazing.
Not because people are getting gored by bulls, not because people are dying, right. Not because bulls are dying, but because the bull might give you coronavirus,
or you might get it with around all those people, and you might get scored to death. But we don't care about that. But we care about you getting COVID.
I haven't thought about it that way.
I mean, it's an outdoor event too.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Yes. Yeah.
It's amazing. They don't mind if you die, but they do mind if by getting attacked by a bull, but they do mind if you get coronavirus.
If you get the flu, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a classic. I mean, and I guess that you don't want to attract tourists. Maybe that was the rationale really, but they should have had, it's good. It's like, it's that with a symbol that you're back and things are normal again, the bull running, you know, like.
No, yes, it's going to be back. It's going to be. Because in Pamplona, it's like the best day of the year. They start counting the next day, you know? The next day of San Fermín, they say there is 364
days.
In 64 days till the next, and every day they are talking about the next San Fermín. It's like an obsession.
And do they have one of those other signs that says like 0 days since a bull has killed someone?
Well, that's the thing. Like we joked, you know, like, oh, we solved school shooting in America for a year because we didn't have school, you know, and then it's like, oh, it's an unfortunate thing. Now it's like, oh, your thing is like goring people to death's back. It's like that was gone for a year or two. But yeah. So congratulations.
Is it well known in America, the Pamplona thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, is that where the sun also rises? Was that Pamplona?
With Hemingway, Ernest Hemingway.
That's
all I remember. That.
That's how it became popular in America, is we read the Hemingway book. Yeah, but no, it's on. I mean, you see the highlights. Every year on the news, they'll be like, oh, these people died at the running of the bulls. But all we ever hear about is the people who die. So that's why we're so curious. Why does anyone do this if all it is death, you know?
Yeah,
and it's And that's the answer is the question. I mean, the death, the dangerous thing. This is we say morbo. How you say morbid or
morbid? Yeah.
The people want to stay close to a place where something terrible could happen anytime.
Yeah, people jump out of airplanes too, right?
That's it. It's the same thing. It's the adrenaline. How do you say
adrenaline?
It?
Adrenaline. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's adrenaline. if you have tourists coming and giving you lots of money to your town, you don't want to get rid of the thing. For you know, it's like a key.
It's
a
good
million
for
people.
Tourism.
Like yeah. A million people come a year. I read us right. And
it takes time, you know, you have to break a couple eggs to make an omelet.
Exactly. Got to get the rest. Not all the restaurants have advertisements.
If
on
a
big
couple
podcasts,
people like, die, but it brings in tourists, that's fine.
That's you know? That's the universal thing. Yeah. Oh.
Can I just say that it's amazing?
Yeah, that's the best explanation of all this. What? Sorry.
No, I just want to say it's amazing. We've been talking for like an hour, and I feel like every time we're guessing at a word in English or in Spanish, we're correct. These languages are very similar. You're like adrenaline, adrenaline. Okay,
oh, yes,
cool.
Yes.
Especially compared to your frame of reference is Chinese. So
like, yeah, I speak Mandarin Chinese, and there's like you can't guess your way through an hour long conversation. But we're doing a. I mean,
you're, oh, I never asked. Do you speak Spanish, guys?
Oh, muy poquito.
Poquito. Qué lástima.
Qué lástima. Qué mala suerte.
Yeah.
And where do you live now, guys?
Nuevo York.
Michael, are you New York?
Nuevo York. But he's from California, where they speak more Spanish generally. So
yes, oh, I'm from. Yeah. How do you say California in Spanish? Just kidding.
California. I didn't know if that was bitter or not.
Actually, Los Angeles is our capital now. I always say that.
Oh, really?
The capital of the Hispanic world is Los Angeles.
Is it really?
Is the biggest city of this Hispanic.
What about Miami? Miami.
But it's bigger than Los Angeles.
Los Angeles has a bigger population, you're saying.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
It's a good blowhard tidbit.
The great ones they say now is Buenos Aires and Los Angeles.
Wow. I'm from Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. Is that a big city? Is it big?
2 million people.
Okay.
Dos mil.
Okay.
El Dorado Hills would be a great place to add some running of the bulls. I feel
actually,
like
actually my town I grew up in is a suburb. It's called El Dorado Hills, and they didn't know the word for hills in Spanish, so they just named it El Hills. They decided we're going to make this name in Spanish, you know, El Dorado, and they couldn't think of the word hills, so they just put that in English.
Colinas. It's Colinas.
It should be called El Dorado Colinas, but
Colinas.
Nobody knew the name, and so they said just write hills. No one cares.
El Dorado Hills.
So the town's called El Dorado Hills.
A little town history for you.
Yeah. It was founded in 1965, El Dorado Hills. So it's all right. So do we think that the running of the bulls will be canceled forever anytime soon or no? Impossible.
I think it's going to be maybe not in my lifetime.
Yeah.
But probably in my kid's lifetime.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Probably when my kid is in my age, probably they shouldn't be.
Well, hopefully it's still in your lifetime, by the way, when your kid is your age. So.
Hopefully, yes. There are a lot of people against it. And
okay.
Even the government we have now is a leftist government.
Yeah.
And they are not trying to do it, I think, because they know that a lot of people who vote for left, they like bullfighting.
Social
and they could stop voting for left just for that reason. It's crazy, but it's like if you take the bulls out, then I would vote the right.
Issue voters.
Well,
and
isn't it like
bullfighting?
I mean, how many sports are there more popular than bullfighting in the country, right? So it's like if you got rid of
F1, FE.
Yeah, soccer,
and they have
football.
A lot of traditions, and if you go to imagine a little town in Andalusia, maybe. There is a town where they have like 10 great bullfighters in history in that town.
Yeah.
And now you're saying, oh, this is canceled. And people in that town that all they talk about is bullfighting. And I don't know.
I could see that.
And maybe they are not people for the right politics, you know? But I don't know. I think that the left parties always try to do it another year. They say another year, not this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's because of all these.
We got bigger problems to worry about.
We have bigger problems. That's it.
Yeah.
But the bullfighting is going to be canceled, but not this year. Of course, not this year.
Yeah.
We will see.
Well, if you get the bulls to make some the bullfighters to make some inappropriate jokes, maybe then you can cancel them that way.
Well, back now there is a big news that I think it was last year they stopped giving them money from the government because they usually got a lot of money from the government. You know, the bullfighters because. It was considered like a cultural event, now it's not a cultural event for this new government change it, so they don't get money from the government. That's okay. So now
a little harder.
There are less bullfighting, less days, little by little.
That could be it.
Women bullfighters. Is that a question?
I don't know anyone. They are
because the bull runners. We looked it up. We read there was only men until like 1974. I think they changed it. They
left. Yeah, Cap, you cut out for a second. So let me just tell the audience. It was Kaplan said that the bull runners. You could only men could do running of the bulls. But in 1974, they changed it and allowed women to start running with the bulls too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe bull running could be
so
bull
that's progress.
But bull fighting, no, they're not. There's no female bullfighters.
But Danny, I read this.
But the men's are in pink, so...
The men are in pink.
Oh.
Breast Cancer Awareness Week. But I did read this, that out of the deaths for the bull running, out of all the people who've died, zero women.
Wow.
Yeah.
The women are allowed to run, but only the men have died.
What do you think that is?
Maybe there are less women, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because of that.
Or maybe the bulls understand. They're like, ladies and children first. I'm gonna kill the men first, so they get it. Gentlemen, old school.
All right. Well, we will find a town that'll sponsor us. Maybe Onda. They need the good publicity, Kaplan.
Yes.
We'll go over there. They'll
next
fly
year
us
in Onda.
Yeah, they'll have us come over. That should be the next.
Where is Onda? I don't know where is it.
It's in Spain. I don't know.
it's your country.
Onda. You don't know that town?
No, I'm gonna look for that.
Oh, well, they definitely need them. They need
us. It was
us.
In Portugal, actually. No,
if the people in Spain have even heard of it, Kaplan, they need us in Onda.
They could use.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Get them to
Castellón. It's in Castellón.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Maybe that explains it.
Castellón, close to Valencia.
Oh, we've been
our favorite
to
party town.
Oh,
they love us in Valencia.
Yeah, we once skimped out on a. Cover charge. We went to a nightclub and they charged you on the way out.
They charged you to leave.
They charged you to leave. I don't know if it was just because we're tourists, but we said, fuck that. And we just wouldn't pay. And we tried to sneak out. And then we got locked in. It's a whole story. We got locked in a hallway, right?
We got locked in a hallway with a homeless guy for like 4 hours. A Spanish tramp.
He went out a back door, an emergency exit, and it didn't lead anywhere.
You've been kidnapped?
Pretty close. We were put in jail, like a nightclub jail.
Yeah, but we never paid the cover charge, so it was all worth it.
And we snuck
like
out.
20 pesos.
That is it, Danny Boy. Oh, what are you doing comedy wise? Are you any shows people could see you at soon, or is Spain open, or how's it going? Is comedy?
I'm still in La Chocita del Loro in a theater here in Madrid.
Great,
and also in El Golfo Comedy Club, another comedy club here.
Great,
and just keep working as a writer in La Resistencia, the TV show.
Yes.
That's it.
Cool. All right. Check them out, everybody. That's it, Kaplan. Danny Boy, thank you for doing the show, everybody.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Of course.
Thanks to you.
Of course. Anytime. We'd love to have you back. Cap, that's it from my – oh, no, not from my – what should we do, Kaplan?
You go write your reviews, your positive five-star reviews, and we're going to get lost.
Get lost.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.